Bet that kept you out of the water for quite a while. Think sharks, and you probably think of the film Jaws. But from now on, sharks may be associated with something quite different. Virgin births. The setting, a zoo in the American state of Nebraska. The main actors of this story, three female sharks who'd been happily swimming around in their tank without having had any contact at all with any of their male counterparts for at least 3 years. So imagine the zoo authorities' surprise when one morning a baby shark appeared in the tank. Well, that was 6 years ago. The genetic study into the circumstances of this unusual birth had just been published. Mahmoud Shivji of the Florida-based Guy Harvey Research Institute took part in this strange but true case study.
One of the most plausible hypotheses at the time was that this was a case of sperm storage because sharks are known to store sperm. There were a couple of other hypotheses, including one of potential parthenogenesis.
Parthenogenesis, which is?
Oh, parthenogenesis is development of an egg in a female without fertilization into a fully formed live young.
Right. A virgin birth, so to speak.
Yes, you could call it that.
Okay, so what did you do next?
The people at the zoo, knowing that we actually worked with DNA and sharks, contacted us. We acquired samples from the three females, the three candidate mothers that were in the tank, plus the baby. We were able to match up the DNA of the baby bonnet head with just one of the three candidate mothers in the tank. And secondly, and somewhat to our surprise, even though we were testing this hypothesis, we didn't quite expect this result, and that was that the baby bonnet head had no paternal DNA in its genetic makeup.
Right. So that makes it very interesting indeed, and would completely knock on the idea the head of someone the idea of someone sneaking into the zoo in the middle of the night and dropping in a baby shark into the fish tank. It was definitely mother and child here.
Yes, absolutely, no doubt about that.
Right. Now, this baby shark, is it genetically, is it a healthy shark?
Well, we don't know now because the baby shark was actually killed by a stingray fairly soon after its birth. However, a short time after its birth, it was swimming around and it appeared healthy.
Were you surprised by these findings?
We were surprised in the sense that parthenogenesis had never been described in this lineage of vertebrates. Parthenogenesis has been documented in some other vertebrates, such as some birds, some reptiles, such as snakes and lizards, and even some bony fishes. However, even in those cases where it does occur, it's quite infrequent, and it had never been described in elasmobranchs or mammals.
Right. Is there something about the particular circumstances, the fact that this was sharks in captivity? Was this some sort of, genetic development?
We think that this event is not related purely just to a captive situation, but it is related to the fact that the females were not exposed to males for a prolonged period of time. So what we think is that sharks actually have an alternative method of reproduction, an alternative pathway of reproduction, whereby in the absence of males, they can reproduce by parthenogenesis.
Are there implications for this? For example, in areas where the species is under threat and the only way they can reproduce is perhaps asexually?
There are some implications, and unfortunately there are disturbing implications. Sharks are being severely overfished in many parts of the world, and there are concerns that they're being overfished to the point where many species are actually threatened with extinction. Parthenogenesis, although it results in offspring, has a major drawback. And the disadvantage is the fact that parthenogenesis results in offspring that have much lower genetic diversity, which then results in a population that is not well adapted to changes in the environment.